AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump has named Susie Wiles as his White House chief of staff. Lisa Dwyer on who she is.
Wiles was Trump's campaign manager and is widely credited within and outside Trump's inner circle for running a disciplined and well-executed campaign. Wiles is a longtime Florida-based Republican strategist who ran Trump's campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020. Before that, she ran Rick Scott's 2010 campaign for Florida governor. Wiles will be the first ever female chief of staff in U.S. history. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Control of the House still in place. So far, Republicans have won 210 seats, Democrats 199, 26 yet to be called. The Fed's cut its key interest rate by a quarter point in response to a steady decline in inflation.
The central bank had projected cuts next month and next year, but that's become less likely due to, among other things, Trump's policies that are expected to boost inflation.
In the near term, the election will have no effects on our policy decisions.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says it's too early to predict what will happen longer term, but he did rule out resigning if Trump, who has long criticized him, asks him to.
Would you go?
No.
And says Trump cannot fire or demote him, as he reportedly tried to do while in office.
Not permitted under the law.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's parliament has passed a law that would allow the deportation of family members of Palestinian attackers. Joe Fetterman has details.
This doesn't apply to attackers. It applies to family members found to have known about attacks ahead of time and failed to stop them. The law appears to be aimed at members of Israel's Arab-Palestinian minority. These include Israeli citizens and permanent residents. Legal experts believe that courts will strike it down on various civil rights grounds.
And in Argentina, three people charged in the death of One Direction's Liam Payne. This is AP News. Rising seas creating an uncertain future for Florida's key deer.
For years, the biggest threat key deer faced was being struck by vehicles speeding along U.S. Highway 1 or local roads. But now, it's rising waters.
Climate change is the thing that's going to get them.
That's Chris Berg, the Florida Field Program Director at the Nature Conservancy. Key deer are the smallest subspecies of white-tailed deer. They're found on the Florida Keys.
These animals have been doing very well. They've been coming back. Population is not only stable, but growing. But it's only a matter of time as the sea continues to rise that their habitat availability is the thing that undoes the key deer.
Experts say sea rise will continue to shrink fresh water and food sources that the deer need to survive. Climate change also brings the threat of stronger hurricanes that can damage their habitat and fresh water supplies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.